following contains adult subject matter and adult language.
Filthy language.
Listener discretion is advised.
Let's use TV mature words.
And now, live from the Chili Pepper Podcasting Studios, The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul.
All right, we are back with The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. So now we're going to talk about most overrated and underrated actors, and this was a coming up with lists. So we wanted to have some fun today. Andre keeps pointing out that there's generational gaps, and that's because of our age. So I want to go through this and preface this that anything that is said right now can be made fun of.
Right.
Yeah.
So it will be made.
Just be ready. And so can I give an example? I'll give you an example. So this week I put an actor on the list that I said I thought this person was overrated. Andre defended them by saying, "Have you not seen Chips?"
No, Blue Chips.
Blue Chips. Check the text. Chips. So I just want to make sure that I'm clear.
Did you put Eric Estrada on your list or what?
It was Nick Nolte. And he meant blue chips. But I saw Chips when I was driving. I was like, wow, okay.
Who doesn't love Nick Nolte? The anger, the tension.
The cops, ex-wives, bars that he doesn't pay tabs at. You want me to go on?
His psychiatrist.
That's every actor in Hollywood.
No, Nick Nolte's kind of at the top of that list more than others.
You don't know shit.
I know everything.
Nick Nolte's awesome. Okay, number one on my list of overrated, we're starting with overrated. Paul, you're next. Number one on my list, Chuck Norris. I don't know how he had a TV show.
You never saw The Octagon?
You never saw The Octagon?
Texas Rangers?
Yeah, you didn't watch Walker, Texas Ranger? But Nick Nolte is a classy actor.
I'm not saying classy.
Chuck Norris will kick your ass and this entire apartment building's ass without even thinking about it.
Wait a minute. He is Republican. Good move.
I think one of you said The Rock was overrated, and The Rock would beat Chuck Norris's fucking ass.
You know what?
No way.
The Rock would pass out Chuck Norris.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Chuck Norris would kill The Rock.
Chuck Norris almost beat Bruce Lee up.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
Bruce Lee was a pussy.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Okay, what's next on your list? Because you're
no,
already...
you're next. Let's follow.
I have one.
No, you have
you
five.
You have one?
Five. No.
Tom Cruise is my number one for overrated actors.
Well, we started on five, then we were going to work up to one.
Okay,
you know, programmatic stuff, dramatic, but okay.
I've got Charlie Sheen as my number five.
Tell us why.
Okay. Well, it's very simple as to why. He made the bulk of his career, whereas Platoon, great movie. I fully understood that when I sent that in. I got it. There was another movie, too, and I can't remember what it was. The bulk of his career was 2 and a Half Men. It was a cocaine-riddled, pornographic lifestyle for him. I watched the show maybe twice. I thought it was the dumbest show I've ever seen in my life. And when he chose to leave the show after calling Chuck Lorre a derogatory name relative to his religion.
I dropped a hard J. Yes.
It was like, oh my God, the greatest actor in the world is no longer going to be on comedy TV. He was horrible. The show was horrible.
I'm by winning.
You're a Major League fan. How could you not
Major
like...
Major League, thank you very much.
Major League.
Love it. I mean, love Major League.
So if you love it, how is he overrated? If there's one movie you can watch through with the actor...
No, I disagree with that, though.
Dude, there's a lot of there's a lot of actors that have made one movie. Maybe even two movies.
Right.
But out of a 25-year career, a majority of their career was made on a stupid freaking sitcom show that you barely even showed up for? Yeah, you're overrated.
I can't argue that much with Charlie Sheen, although he has some good lines in Major League.
Oh, he's got great lines in Major League.
But that's not acting. That's whoever writes the lines, right? So Andre keeps saying, well, if you could watch their movie, then they're a good actor. That's not true. The movie might actually be a really good movie that has a bad actor in it. I've seen plenty of those before. To give you my number five on the list is a great example. It's Kristen Stewart. She was in the Twilight movies and then was in Snow White, right? Or whatever. She was horrible. She didn't even get invited back for part two of that because she was so bad in the first one.
What role did she play in Snow White? Was she Snow White?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so you were Snow White in part one.
Right.
And you didn't get invited back for the sequel.
Right.
To play Snow White? Yeah, you're probably not very good.
They made it about the actual, like, henchman or something. Yeah, the queen's got more playback than she did. That's how bad she was. Although, there was one role where she was really good. She nailed it, and that was she played Joan Jett in the movie.
I never saw the movie The Runaways. Yeah.
She did a really good job as Joan Jett. But you just have to look like a badass, kick-ass, hard rocker to play Joan Jett, so that wasn't really hard.
Yeah, that's
but she's number five. So I can watch the Runaways movie, but she's a horrible actress.
Okay, number right. four on my list, going along with the actresses, Katherine Heigl. I do not understand how she's funny, attractive, in any way qualified to be a well-employed actor. She's
I don't think awful. She is a well-employed actor
she
anymore.
She is. No, she's a big Hollywood star,
no,
dude.
She's black. She's blackballed by the... by. She's such a difficult person to work with.
Like Paul Gannett.
It's actually not her. It's her mom, they say.
Is that what it is?
Her mom's on the set all the time and is like interrupting the directors and saying, you know, you got to shoot my daughter from this side. And
isn't she like 40 years old?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is a true story. Like in her contract, she puts, my mom has to be on set. And they're like, no. You know, she's awful to
work
with.
I am not doing that. And I will call my mom if you don't stop.
My 70-year-old mom.
Are you kidding?
I can't argue with that one, Andre.
All right. Number four on my list was Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, good my God. One. Great one.
He's not. He's
dude, what's he done?
I mean, he's done good movies.
Really? Give me
what?
One.
What?
What's the one?
What's the one? You can't even name it.
What is happens in Vegas was actually pretty.
That's just because great. You love Vegas. You're Las
it's
Vegas
true.
Lenny.
You are Vegas biased. But no, that one anything, was pretty funny. I'll give
was,
you that.
It was pretty good.
Lenny could watch a guy reading the phone book in the middle of Vegas Boulevard, and he'd watch 4 hours of that movie and be like, best fucking movie I've ever seen, dude.
He
Vegas,
made Steve
Vegas.
Jobs look dumb.
Thank you.
I mean, he did not. He just does not. He's... But you always see him, you always hear about him, and, you know, this, that, and the other. I think he's overrated. Yours, four?
I don't know about that one. All here's right. one that way over Andre's probably time period, but Woody Allen was always, anytime Woody Allen came on a movie, I don't care what the movie was about, I shut it off. Because that guy was horrible to watch. And, you know, I don't
Hello,
know.
Hello, welcome to Woody Allen Cinema. We are going to have
young women
a movie,
oh, too
a
young.
Movie regarding oh, something God. Very deep and nurturing, yeah. and four people in America will love this movie.
Oh, no, I get
he is
remember
an art
Sleeper
house
or
he's,
whatever that.
Yeah,
movie
that was bad. Come he's on. Total art house trash. I agree. Right, yeah. I agree.
No,
I watched the movie Sleeper only because they had that house in in Lookout Mountain on it, and that was the only.
Reason. It's still there. Three.
Okay, three for me on most overrated actors. He had one good film, but still, Ben Affleck. He's an empty tube of toothpaste. He's dull and lame, and he's only famous because his buddy wrote a great screenplay, and he got credited with
that. That was a great
Good
movie.
Will Hunting.
That was a good
But
was
he was
movie.
Awful. He was the worst actor in that goddamn... His brother is good. Casey Affleck, good.
I'm very passionate about hating Affleck. Ben Affleck, I see. But, you know,
Batman, he ruined fucking Batman.
Okay, there's a lot of things that
How
have ruined
Batman. How do you ruin
Batman?
No.
There are a lot of things that have ruined Batman over the years
Maybe
because
Val
it's a
Kilmer.
Hit or miss. Yeah. So, but I agree with you on Ben Affleck. I think that he is, I don't know if he's an empty, what did you say?
Empty
toothpaste
yeah,
tube?
He's, yeah.
I think he's the Phil Mickelson of acting. I think he likes to gamble a lot, drink a lot, and...
You not only attack their acting, you attack them personally. This is why I love this show.
I mean, forget
about just their acting skills.
Go for the jugular.
The one movie, The Town, was a very good movie. And I just think it's Ben Affleck. I mean, I thought Jeremy Renner was good in it. I thought, who played the cop? The guy that
was
in
okay.
that?
Yeah, it was okay.
That guy's good in it. Blake Lively was good in it. And then there's Ben Affleck, who plays the same role. I'm the guy from Boston.
Yeah.
You know, Pac, you caught it, Javi, yacht kind of guy. And it's like, okay, try something else for a minute.
Right.
His best role was when he was dating Jennifer Lopez, by the way.
Was that what was that movie again?
Giggly or something?
Yeah, the most
jiggly.
The lowest rated movie.
I'm
ever
just thinking of the video. I'm Jenny from the Block when he's putting in gas in her Rolls Royce or whatever.
I gotta take exception because if you've seen South Park, you then have seen real peak J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Hey, oh, you brought me roses!
Oh, Jenny, I just can't stop thinking about you. I've been meaning to write a song or a poem, but I have no talent.
Ben, you are so perfect. So spectacular in every way. You almost make me forget all about tacos. Ooh, tacos so good in my tummy. Yummy, yummy, give me more tacos.
I rest my case on that one right there.
My number three was Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't get it. Don't understand it. She's made three Marvel movies.
And a lot of vagina candles.
Well,
she's made
she comes
a lot
from
of
a popular family, right? Her mom,
yeah, her
an
mom
actor.
Was an actress. Her father was an actress.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the hype around Gwyneth Paltrow.
Bad.
Yep.
Bad.
Yeah. Number.
Do you want one of her candles,
oh,
though?
No.
She makes vagina-scented candles.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank
no,
you, though.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. My... I hate to see what her follow-up to that is. Go ahead.
What are we on, number three?
Number three.
Three.
Nicolas Cage.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, Grant and I were laughing about him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at one point, he
leaving Las Vegas.
He started to do really well, and then you watch current movies of him, and he's horrible.
Dude, he just signed a deal to play the Lion King or the Lion
Lion King?
No, the Lion guy, the guy they just did on Netflix.
Tiger King.
He's gonna play the Tiger King.
Well, he's perfect for that.
Well, absolutely.
Trashy and dumb.
Oh,
that's perfect.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if he ever gets an acting job if his dad isn't who his dad or his uncle or cousin or
Con Air was good, but he is bad. He is bad. I'll give you that.
You
That's
know,
good.
He also, again, he had one of the best lines ever in the movie when he was with Jessica Sarah Parker. When he goes, nothing beats a straight flush
honeymoon
to
in Vegas.
Jack.
Honeymoon
goes,
in Vegas.
A straight
honeymoon
flush
in Vegas.
To a queen to a does. Queen and does. He goes, I know that now.
That was a good movie, actually.
But he was in his day.
He started off with a bang.
Yeah, he was a great actor. And then all of a sudden, man, it was like a freight train going
after
down.
After National Treasure, he really went downhill.
After?
I believe it was before National Treasure. And National Treasure is part of the problem.
Right.
Come on.
That's like car number three on that freight train heading down. That was his number three. You're on number two, Andre.
I like his brother, but Owen Wilson has never done it for me. I don't get it. He's got the nose. He's ugly to look at.
One.
Yeah, the blonde one. Yeah.
Oh, I think he's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's funny.
He
went away for a while because he committed suicide, or he's trying to commit suicide.
He committed suicide. That's twice this show you said somebody's dead.
No, but
they
who's the lady? He was, God darn it. She owns the pant company. And
that's the leggings girl.
Yeah,
Fabletics,
her mom is
Jenna.
Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Kate Hudson.
Broke up with him, and then he wanted to kill himself, and so he went away for a while.
Well, if Kate Hudson broke up with me, I'd want to kill myself, too.
I don't know her. But I'm just saying, I think he's funny.
She's
from
Aspen.
I always thought he was funny.
She went to Aspen High School.
Oh, okay. How nice.
I'm sure that's a normal public school.
Just like the Laughlin children. A
normal
school.
Bring the call up front. Pocket here.
Two to you, I think.
All right,
Paul.
Oh, two to me. I'm sorry, babe.
Overrated actors.
My number two. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Uh-huh.
It's going to get ugly. Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he's got to make the list.
He has to.
Oh, I would love Billy Madison. And
loved it.
That's it. I mean.
I'm speaking for show intern, Logan, who is part of the Millennials Knows Best
who
list. And he vehemently.
Adam Sandler should have an Oscar.
And I agree with you, Paul. He's not. And he makes so many movies. I mean, he makes 10 a year and they make money somehow. Netflix has him locked down. Uncut Gems was good.
I have not seen Uncut Gems.
What? It's about sports gambling.
I know. I'm going to see it,
good.
But I have not seen it.
It's
but
good.
Everyone
it's
says
a
he was
train
really
wreck.
Good in that.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah.
He was good in two movies, that movie and Spanglish, but his roles are all the same.
They're the
He's
same.
The same guy in every.
It's a formula.
You can watch 50 First Dates.
Are you telling me that The Waterboy is not a classic?
Kathy.
That was so well written.
Right.
That was so well written.
I love the movie, but it's dumb comedy. But
Grown Ups and all those. Yeah, I mean, it's the same type of thing.
Number two to you, Lenny. Oh, most overrated actors of those listening on Facebook Live. We're doing most overrated actors. Send us in your comments, Twitter, Facebook. We love to get them. Aji will read them next show. What do you got, Lenny? Number two.
I think, and he's probably not that rated high, but he just... James Franco, like they talk about James Franco, like he is, you know, and
he's a genius.
He's,
him and is it Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. Yeah.
They think they are like the cat's meow,
and all they do is smoke pot, get high, and laugh.
It's a good life.
Mm-hmm. Which I mean, more power to him. But acting wise, yeah, I'm just not a big.
He's
James
weird.
Franco.
He's also done.
But his brother is.
I've
seen his brother. His brother is pretty good actor.
That is Dave Franco,
right.
And he's fantastic. But he was ruined by his big douchebag brother.
Right.
I mean, how do you look at Dave Franco and not see his older brother James?
Right.
It's just hard.
That sounds like a made-up brother name. Dave. Hey, James Franco's got a brother. What's his name? Dave Franco.
And by the way, if you go back 4 years, 5 years, when he was on the Oscars, that was the most phoned-in.
Performance
ever.
Yeah.
He was so high he couldn't do
it. I was going to say he may have been affected by something when he was doing the Oscars.
Yeah.
All right, number one.
Number one. this is going to be tough. Okay, let me present my indictment.
We already know what it is. I'm
hold on. Hold
disgusted
on.
By
okay,
it.
I look at an actor or actress as the most defining quality is range. What can you do from one character who's good to another character who's bad?
This is
a guy who's never spent a minute playing a bad role, therefore I think he's a little bit overrated, is Tom Hanks.
That is the worst.
Tom
that
Hanks.
Is terrible.
His last five movies have been dog shit.
Andre, you go.
Read his list of his last five movies.
Well, he was in the Midway one with the boats, and it was terrible. Then he was
well,
in.
It was
now
through a pandemic when it came out, so right, we don't even know.
No excuse.
Nobody's even seen it.
No
but
excuse.
Anyway.
Yeah, nobody's seen it. Because
he's in the new
because it was released on HBO Max
okay,
and in one
really
theater.
He was really good and big. He was really good in.
He went from Bosom Buddies, which he got his start on, where he played a woman,
yeah,
to Big, to the Bachelor Party, which,
yes.
I mean, was not a
he's
great
a
movie.
He's a very successful
but
actor.
Then
I'm not arguing against
Castaway.
That.
Castaway.
Has he ever played a guy that wasn't just the front man who was the all-American guy? Like, I want him to be a bad guy. You know?
Okay, well, he
show
hasn't
rage.
Played a bad guy, but when he has played
because he
a captain
he
of a boat, a guy with mental issues... a guy stranded on an island.
A guy with mental
to a volleyball.
Issues. That was five movies of his. And Forrest Gump was the worst, most overrated.
Oh,
don't start.
I forgot
on
about
bullshit.
Forrest Gump. He was
how can
great.
You bitch about Forrest Gump?
Most overrated movie.
Oh,
like a
my
guy.
God.
It's so right. unrealistic. Right. Anyway,
my
Tom Hanks.
It was unrealistic.
Hold on.
It was a story
Who
through time.
It's about an autistic kid. And yeah. What are you talking
it's a story about?
Like,
Mama said there's my magic shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere. Of course, Mama used to bait me with rubber hose called Mary.
Dude, please stop.
So number one on my list is Andre. Number one on my list is Tom Cruise.
How
can dude, he's overrated.
He is,
I don't,
but he's
I'm,
got great
I don't
movies.
Like Tom Cruise.
If you cannot make the argument you just made about Tom Hanks and say Tom Cruise has great movies, because his last seven movies have been about that Mission Impossible.
But A Few Good Men is just...
A Few Good Men was 24 years
it's
ago.
It's a classic, though, dude. It's like, it's so good.
I just can't agree with that. I don't like Tom Hanks. I mean,
Tom Cruise.
I'm not a fan of his at all. Although, I do think he's a good actor. I mean... He's got, I mean, Risky Business all the way through Top Gun to, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
He sucks.
I don't like
he's
him.
A total weirdo.
He's a douche. But
And by the way, he's on set right now for, I think, the Top
Mission
Gun, or one of them, and he's getting kicked, like, he's getting people fired, and he's crazy.
Well, that was Mission Impossible 4 or 5. Where
that was Mission Impossible 7.
7.
So bad.
I haven't watched 1 through 5 yet, so.
But, yeah. Okay. All right.
Landon, you're number one.
All right. Mine is the most overrated actor of all time, hands down, Liam Neeson. What do you guys think? Silence.
I can't argue. You know why? Because I don't think I've ever watched a Liam Neeson movie.
Well, therefore, you haven't watched Taken 1, yeah. 5, 6,
right.
7,
therefore,
10,
therefore,
15,
you're right,
20.
He's probably overrated.
The only good movie he was in was at Excalibur.
Schindler's List was,
he was
a
in
fantastic Oscar award winning movie.
That's true. Schindler's, he was, that's right, I forgot about
was
that.
He was very good in, as yeah. Oscar Schindler.
Schindler's List, you're right, that was very good. But again, it's one. So to Leonard's point, you're right, give him kudos there. He was in that one movie and he was great. The rest of them, you're right, I've never gone to
he
see
him. He has that kind
of
like, he never elevates his expression. He's got the monotone, you know, and it's supposed to be intimidating. And
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah, I think you're right, Lynn.
All right. Moving on to underrated.
You start, Paul.
Me start.
Yeah. Why
number not? Five on my underrated list. I actually have six.
That's cool.
So I may swap some in and out of here. My underrated actor, my first one, is Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
He is a great. Good actor. I
he
like
is
him.
A very good actor. He never gets props for what he does. But if you haven't seen Dark Water...
Oh, God. Great.
Great movie. Great yeah. movie.
He's good and, in everything, man.
Yeah, but, well, he's the best in the Avengers. I mean...
he's the only good one in the
does,
Avengers.
He does. He's a great actor and does get enough play. Go ahead.
This one, you guys are going to think he's not underrated, but, you know, I watched probably four of his last movies and just been blown away as Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
I still think that guy... And he's a weird guy, but he's a great actor.
What's your favorite Joaquin Phoenix movie? He's got
well,
a lot. Joker.
I mean, the Joker, he was so good in. It was,
Walk the
it was,
Line. I mean,
I mean, anybody who can play Johnny Cash like he did and then go to the Joker, to me, that is underrated.
Do you know the story about how he prepared for the Joker?
He hangs out with Franco a lot, right?
Smoking the weed.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. Andre?
Okay, my number one, he's a television actor mostly, but he's been in some movies. Andre Brower. He was in a show called Homicide: Life on the Street.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. He played Detective Frank Pendleton. Unbelievable. And I don't like the show, but his character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a turning point for gay male characters. I think he's really underrated. He's one of those dramatic faces that you could just stare at for hours.
One, I was there with you until you told me... And you wanted to make Brooklyn Nine-Nine like a standing point for American comedy and American open. I mean, that's like the worst show in America. But I agree with you. I think he's very underrated. I think he's a terrific actor. Next on my list, I'm going to go with Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub, yes. Yeah. Monk.
He is awesome. I mean, every part that he plays, and I don't know why he doesn't get more. He is an incredible actor, incredibly funny, incredibly smart, incredibly gifted. And I love watching him, period. I think he's a great actor.
I think I'm going with people that are real popular, but I just question if they even get enough. So my next one, again, you guys may say he's overrated, but I still think Michael Keaton is underrated as an actor.
Absolutely.
And he's kind of gone
really
to the wayside. But I mean, Mr. Mom.
He's coming back now.
He's
Birdman.
He's gonna be Batman again. Did you read that?
No.
Yes. He's old Batman.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Yeah.
He's gonna be old Batman. I think Michael Keaton.
He's the best Batman.
I love Michael Keaton. Hey, did you guys see the movie The Paper? One of my favorites.
Absolutely.
One of the most underrated movies. Absolutely. Fantastic.
He is
Spotlight. Did you see Spotlight?
Yeah. Oh, Spotlight was
incredible. So, I mean, he's
sad, but good.
He made a movie when you and I were living together 100 years ago. And I remember we sat there and we watched on the couch, and he was going through rehab. He was an alcoholic, and he met another woman in rehab. And
his life
had fallen apart, uh-huh. And the movie ends with uh-huh. her driving to go see him to tell uh-huh. her that she loves him,
uh-huh.
and she gets hit by a drunk driver at the end.
Right.
And you and I were just sitting there. We were like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, damn.
Yeah, he's just done some amazing roles.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. Andre, who is your number four?
Going with a female. She's on TV, but if you've seen her, some dramatic roles. Kate McKinnon is fascinating. She's funny on SNL. She's the best on SNL. And I think she's going to be the next one to branch out. She's better than Kristen Wiig. She's better than Tina Fey. She's better than Amy Poehler. She has me. Hold up.
Because I hear you.
Kate McKinnon.
Better. You're saying better than Kristen Wiig?
Yeah. She's better looking. I'm sorry. Optics matter. I'm a shallow man.
You are, but... to me, this is about actors and actresses. I like her. I think she's really funny. I don't know. I don't know.
An up and comer. I would qualify her as an up and comer.
She's been an up and comer though for like 5 years. She stayed on Saturday Night Live longer than Kristen Wiig or any of those other females that were able to branch out have. So it'll be interesting to see if she does.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan of hers. I like her. All right. Am I on number? What am I number?
You're on number three.
Number three. I am gonna go with John Leguizamo. I can never say it right.
Leguizamo.
Thank you. John Leguizamo.
Good guy.
He never gets enough roles.
Even, I have to say, even the Tuang Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, the tranny movie, that was good. Yeah. He was good in that.
He is very good in anything that he's cast in, and every time he's in a movie, you watch him.
His one-man show was good, too.
His one-man show is outstanding. One of the best stand-ups I've ever seen.
There's a guy with range.
Yeah, I agree.
Lenny, you're up.
Going with the female. She's Emily Blunt. I think
she's
a little
married
bit
to John Krasinski from The Office.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she is.
I just think she's underrated. So every movie I've seen,
Sicario,
I think she's
was
really
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, I love that Sicario movie.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She was good.
Mrs. Mary Poppins? Mary Poppins? Yeah, she's good. She's good. British. Yeah.
Yep.
British.
Mm-hmm. She's very good. My underrated, this is another guy. I think this guy to me is hilarious. And he has played in roles from Narcos to Ant-Man to Chips. Michael Pena, is absolutely hilarious.
He was a Mi Familia.
Yeah.
The Watch was
just
good.
Just the way he holds himself. But where I really, I started watching when I was watching, I think it was Narcos. He was the DEA officer that was killed that kind of led to everything going.
Kiki Kamara.
Kiki Kamara. He was awesome in that show, but his comedic roles are outstanding. I think he's hilarious.
I always like to see a Latino get some good roles.
Again, You guys are going to say she's overrated, but I think Charlize Theron, she's a good actress.
I don't think she's... Do you think she's underrated?
Yeah, I do.
She was good as Eileen Wuornos, the
serial
killer.
Hasn't she won an Oscar?
Monster, yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
so. Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, about yeah. Eileen Wuornos. So yeah, what, the serial
what, I don't know what you're crazy. You, well, just, I mean, you just wanted to look up Charlize Theron.
No, no, no. I had her. I think, like, you know, you hear about Julia Roberts. You hear about all these actresses that, you know, get all the prep. I don't think she gets that. She's when she takes a role on, she's as good in it. So
she's a method
like
actor. Sandra, I think she's great.
Sandra
yeah, I think
Bullock,
she's great.
You hear
she's
about good. All these yeah. actresses, but she, I don't think she gets...
Hmm?
The
Scarlett Johansson gets more yeah, love, I mean, think, than Charlize Theron.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Charlize is
that's
good.
That's what I think.
Number two on my list of underrated is Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal is good.
You think he's underrated?
A little bit, because I think the roles he has played are very immersive.
I like his sister better than him.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's hot, but she was terrible in Batman, The Dark Knight. She was bad. She was not as good as Katie Holmes. I'm sorry.
Katie Holmes is overrated. She's a horrible actress.
I know, but she's... What are you gonna do? Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal is my number two. What's your number two, Paul?
All right.
Underrated actors.
Yeah, no,
actresses.
I'm the first one. I am at number one.
Drum rolls, please.
My first one, his name has already come up. It's John Krasinski.
Krasinski from The Office. Yes.
Thank you.
And
he's good.
I think he's really good. And
did you ever see Leatherheads? Leatherheads.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. He doesn't get enough play. He doesn't. You know. You never see him
Isn't
with any
he
of his big
doing
blockbusters.
The Reacher?
Yeah. He's got the Amazon
is he
show.
Doing the John Reacher.
No, it's
yeah.
the other
he
one.
He does Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he's really good. And I don't know if you guys have watched The Office as religiously as the millennials do, but he is so good.
Oh,
he's so good in that show.
You always left me satisfied and smiling. So
that's what she said.
Again, my son, my youngest son, has watched every episode of The Office.
Five times.
Five. That's nice. 100 times. Yes. Yeah, so I am very well versed on Krasinski.
I was going back and forth on a couple of these
one,
guys.
Yeah.
One of them, well, to make the top five, one of them was going to be the guy from The Hangover that's also was in
Bradley Cooper,
who, because when you see The Stars Born, I thought he did. You forget he was the guy in The Hangover, and you forget he's the guy in...
How hard is it to play a drunk?
The Wedding Crashers, he was in there. He was just good. But my number one underrated actor, because I...
Dude, by the way, he's the raccoon in...
Yeah.
In,
oh. The guy that I would put in almost... If I was a producer or a director, I'd put him in every movie is Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
I love that guy. And he does not get enough respect. He's the number one underrated actor of all time. Del Toro, I mean, in Usual Suspects,
yep.
That voice he had, I mean, he's good.
He's good in comedies as well as dramas because he
funny
uses that
as
voice to his advantage.
But
have you guys seen Escape from Dannemora?
Yes.
He was so good.
I have not seen that.
Really?
Paul, oh, wait a minute. No, that was the prison one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. No, that was very good.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's a very good movie.
He is so good, and I don't see him in enough movies, and I'm thinking he's not getting enough credit, but when he's in a movie, he steals the movie for me. Like, I pay attention to him.
Off the subject, but a guy who makes me laugh, and he's a stand-up comic, and he's the big fat guy, Iglesias. Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
So last night they released another season of Narcos, and so I was watching Narcos last night, and he plays a bad guy in
Fluffy does
in. And that's exactly, he comes out, he's got this big gold chain on, and he's in this barbershop in Queens, and he's speaking Spanish, and he's getting yelled at in Spanish, and, you know, finally he's like, hey, F you, pendejo, and he ends up getting shot, and I'm laughing the whole time, because I'm like, Fluffy, what are you doing, man? You can't do that.
He
can't play dramatic roles.
When chocolate cake. Say it again. Chocolate cake.
I love anybody who represents fat people, bigger people well, so thank you.
Fat Latinos are got to be funny, man.
Yeah, we're a dying breed. My number one is a guy, again, from SNL, Bill Hader.
Yeah.
He is so good. Yep. He's done stuff with South Park. He's one of the contributing writers. That show is brilliant. If you guys have seen the HBO series Barry, if not, do it now. It is so good. Half-hour show. You'll get through two seasons in no time. And he is captivating as it gets. Bill Hader, number one.
Bill Hader's good. Yeah, he is very good. I agree with that. It's a good call.
Just walking out. All right. Think we got time for the two most underrated movies that we can think of. Paul, you had one.
I had one.
One. Okay, we can do one.
I'm sure I can find another one in my head. The Five Heartbeats. I love that movie. I have always loved that movie.
What the fuck?
Watch it before you say it's bad.
Love Actually, really?
I tried to watch it. I fell asleep four times.
I can watch the Hallmark Channel and you know, get the same effect. What the hell?
Underrated? Did you?
Paul has a big sentimental side, I think, that he's...
Have you seen the movie?
He's a big teddy bear.
Have you seen the movie?
Why should I?
Can you name one person that's in the movie?
It just sounds bad.
Can you name what the movie's about?
Hearts.
Leonard?
Corazones.
Watch the movie, then judge me later.
Okay, so let's do this for each other. We're going to give each other one movie. Let's watch it. Paul, I will watch your underrated movie, Five Heartbeats. I will watch it. Five Heartbeats. Right. Never even... Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you name one? Who's that? Who's the star? Who's the director?
Robert Townsend.
Okay.
Oh, Robert Townsend.
Is that he related to Pete?
He has a good stand-up somewhere back in the 90s.
Len, do you have one movie that you love that nobody else seems to really give the props for? One movie?
Oh, that's so hard to think. I mean, there's certain movies I could watch over and over. I mean, I watch The Hangover.
You've watched that 50 million fucking times.
Hangover 2 might be one.
The worst movie of all time.
Oh, no, that is hilarious.
I love that. I love that when you go, Leonard, give me a movie. Hangover 1, Hangover 2.
I mean, like
Hangover
Scared.
Goes to Thailand, Hangover.
I don't know. I mean, I got one. This is old fashioned. I can watch it anytime. And it might not be underrated back in the day, but you should watch it now. It is The Outlaw Josie Wales. Great, great movie. I'm not a huge Clint Eastwood fan, but that's the best Clint Eastwood movie ever
made.
It's
the best Western I've seen, I think. Next to Blazing Saddles.
Well, Blazing Saddles, that's a whole class by itself.
Mel Brooks.
But
awesome.
I would tell you another underrated movie that had some big stars in it, and I watch it whenever it's on, is Silverado.
Oh,
Silverado was great.
Really good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, my number one, it's a movie with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell. You want to talk about star power. It's a movie called Best of Times.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Amazing. So underrated. Okay. If you go and watch him, Robin Williams was in his prime. Really good movie. Really good movie. So now I got to go watch Five fucking Heartbeats or whatever.
The Five Heartbeats.
So we want people to send us their feedback.
Yeah, right, please. You guys send in to us as you're sitting there watching us BS through all this stuff. Send us what you think, and we'll
talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We'll read it. We'll comment on it. Whatever. But please make sure you send in your comments to us on overrated, underrated actors, movies that you've seen, even
music
we've had. Check us out on Twitter.
We have 10 followers now. 10.
We're up to 10.
I can't believe it. 30 episodes. 10 followers. That's pretty goddamn good.
If I do the math, that means somewhere by 200 or 2029, we'll have 100 followers.
Not great, admittedly. Yeah, that should be the title of my fucking memoir.
All right, I think that's it for today. I think we're all good. This was a great episode. I had a lot of fun. You are always welcome to come and watch us at The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. But make sure you follow us on Twitter at Legal Dispute. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, The Legal Dispute
with Lenny
and Paul.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever it is that you're getting your podcast. Make sure that you look us up. We would love to hear back from you. Respond to us. Let us know what you think. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great week. The polar vortex has dropped over the United States, so everybody stay warm for the next few days, and we will see you next week. We are out.
My wife would go, oh, I thought you were on your diet.